payroll, wouldn't be unusual for 20 of them to quit any one payday. And they usually paid every 2 weeks.
A huge turnover.
A huge turnover. Mm-hmm. For one thing, a lot of people didn't like the cold weather. You know, back then we didn't have the amenities that we have now. And so people would come from Kentucky or from Louisiana or, you know, and they didn't know what snowstorms were. And they'd come and get into a bad snowstorm. They'd pack up and leave before they got snowed in, you know. And a lot of them came and left their families back east, and they couldn't get money enough to bring the families out. So they'd go back home. And it was a tough life. I'm glad I didn't live back then. It was tough.
I guess in the wintertime, when you get that snow, that was, you couldn't even really get out. I mean,
no.
Once you were here for the winter,
you were
stayed
here for the winter, yeah.
You weren't able to...
And if you ran out of provisions, you just plain went hungry until spring.
How did they supply the town during the wintertime?
Wagons and oxen and horses. And my father-in-law used to talk about going with a man. I don't know whether he lived here or whether he lived in Denver, but he would bring vegetables and fruits and things from Denver to Georgetown. And my father-in-law would go with him to Denver to get the load, you know. And it took him 3 days to get from here to Denver.
3 days?
3 days.
Is that in the wintertime? When the
snow? Oh, that was in the summertime, when they were going down to pick up the fresh vegetables. Of course, they didn't ship them in then, you know, they had to be grown in Denver. So that would have been in probably late June or early July, maybe in August, you know, so it was warm weather.
Yeah.
And they slept on the ground underneath the wagon. 3 days.
3 days. I guess in the wintertime, the trains would still run? They ran
all
the time?
Yes, after the trains came to town.
They ran all the time.
They ran all the time. They had snow plows right on the front of them. You know, how that with the V, you know. And lots of times they would have to stop and move trees and rocks and things from the snow slide, things like that. But they did usually keep the tracks open pretty good.
So that was probably the best way to get in supplies and things like that, was with the train. I mean, you probably couldn't have come up by wagon or anything in the wintertime, could
you?
No,
I don't think they could.
Just been,
and I don't know how long Mr. Udich went. I just remember Dad telling me about
it. Yeah.
Going with him, and so then this was in the early 1900s. This was like 1905 to 1910. Mm. You know, when Dad was a young man, but before he was married or anything, he had time to.
So he was already here at that time.
He came in 1895. He was born in 1890. And he came when he was 5 years old. Yeah.
Your father did.
My father-in-law.
Your father-in-law. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just hard to imagine what it would have been like.
Oh, I can't imagine it. Even after living here and putting up with the snow for all these years and everything, I still can't imagine what it would be like without a vehicle. You know. It's hard enough to get around with all our modern day equipment to clear the streets and all that, you know. It's still not an easy life. But it kind of grows on you, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to know your neighbors and things, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a good way of life. But I really thought that if my husband went first, I would probably leave. But now that he's gone, I don't want to leave.
No. Well, there's a lot of support here, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of friends and things like that.
A lot of friends and my kids are here. And his family is here, what's left of them, and, you know. So I really... when I hear that it's 120 in Phoenix, I think, gee, I'm glad I'm in Georgetown.
Oh, God.
Even at 100.
Which is rare.
Yeah, very rare. That's the first that I have ever heard of it reaching 100 in Georgetown.
It does just normally
just
doesn't get
doesn't,
that.
Normally doesn't get over 80. Mm. And we almost always have a shower in the afternoon during the summer.
Do you really?
And this summer, I came back from Missouri the 23rd of May, and we've had two very light showers since the 23rd of May.
Now that's really interesting, because I'm used to them having late afternoon showers in the south, but in Denver it hardly ever rains.
Yeah, I know.
We don't get much rain at all.
Yeah.
You say y'all get kind of regular
almost every afternoon. We get a maybe not more than 15 or 20 minutes. Not enough to do your lawn a whole lot of good, but it's enough to settle the dust.
Wets
you know.
Everything down.
Yeah. I was in California when Chuck was in the service, and the people that, my friends, you know, the people that I got acquainted with were asking me about Colorado and so forth. And I said, well, we usually have a shower. At that time, the shower was coming around 11:30, because I had a baby and I'd hang the diapers out, and if I didn't get them in by 11 or 11:30, they'd get wet. And I was telling the ladies that, you know, and this lady said, well, I'm from Denver and I know better. And I said, I don't.